Canavoid 420 to tower, requesting to buzz on up to levels higher.
Wicked, Canavoid 420, this is Mary Jane Central Control. You are clear to fly high, but at present only in certain states and for medical use only.
Right. You're listening to Weedcast 420, a sporadic Got Anything to Eat production that takes a high subject to new lows.
We've been noticing, when we've been doing research for Stupid is Charged, that we pick up quite a few articles about, let's say, combustible plant life. So,
not that we have anything to do with that.
No, there's no way. I mean, come on. So, in that vein, it doesn't really fit under the guise of Stupid is Charged, but it seems like we could trend on this. So,
here's a once only, or maybe not, Weedcast.
The Weedcast. Walmart of Weed, soon to open in Arizona. Well, that won't be the actual name, but we stop off at WeGrow, keeping a geek with the lowercase w as an iPhone, and you could be well on your way to becoming a cannabis cultivator. The store is scheduled to open soon in Sacramento. Don't get too excited, though. The store is not actually selling weed itself. They sell everything but the plant and are catering to those who cultivate their own plant. This would include soil, tools, irrigation systems, fertilizer, lights, containers, hydroponic equipment, and they have a doctor on site who can diagnose you and issue the required card to legally grow your own medicine, man.
Dude, where's that at? Maybe we should move.
Yeah, it's seeming nicer and nicer out west.
I mean, I feel glaucoma kicking in all of a sudden.
I've had problems with sleep apnea for a long time, and I there's really only one cure, man.
Yeah, you know, we could take a chance. They ain't really done any studies on it about whether it causes cancer, because it's not usually legal in most of the United States. However, a little bit more serious and business-oriented. Actually, I found it over at The Consumerist, and they were referencing a Wall Street Journal article.
Whoa. Those have lots of words, man.
And, you know, and it's business. It's legal in 16 states now, and that's starting to be a market. So,
oh,
it's
far
business,
from starting.
You know, well, it's always been a market, just not legal in 16 states. But Miracle-Gro for Mary Jane, The Consumerist is reporting that Scott's Miracle-Gro is considering how to target the medical marijuana growers. While at first that may seem like a what-were-you-smoking idea, the company's spokesman claims they have had no good reason to ignore this new growing market in the USA. Medical marijuana is now legal in 16 states and is expected to reach billions in sales annually. I think that would be billions in legal sales. I'm sure it's already there.
Yeah, there's definitely a market.
The company's CEO stated that he would like to specifically target this new market. In my opinion, if it is legal and they do not do so, it only means that another company shall fill the niche. In other words, does the dirt giant have any choice in the matter? The Consumerist references a Wall Street Journal article which, I quote, sales at Scott's rose 5% last year to $2.9 billion. But the Marysville, Ohio company relies on sales at three key retailers, Home Depot Incorporated, Lowe's Company, and Walmart Stores Incorporated, for nearly two-thirds of its revenue. With consumers still cautious about spending, the retailers aren't building new stores as quickly as they used to, making growth for suppliers like Scott's harder to come by. Against that backdrop, Mr. Hagedorn has pushed his regional sales presidents to look for smaller pockets of growth, such as the marijuana market.
Smaller pockets of growth, you say?
That's exactly what the Wall Street Journal said. Well written. And ending the quote, that together produces a noticeable bump in sales. Or that together could produce a noticeable bump in sales. Now, end quotes. I wonder if the company has contacted the Walmart of Weed we just referenced to see if they're still stocking the famous potting soil. Maybe they should do some market research and look into names like Pot Soil, Weed Be Growing, or High Test Miracle Grow.
You know, the idea of diversification of any financial holding is a wise one. And why wouldn't you sell to a market that already exists?
There's no way I can resist the temptation on this one. Weed Is What I Need by Rex P. Clem. We're going to close with. You can find him over at Mevio's Music Alley. You can friend him, follow him on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Clickable links in the show will be in the show notes. This one's definitely got to be tagged with weed and I guess maybe sales and medical marijuana.
Soil.
Dirt.
Sounds good.
I mean, I'm sure we could find more. Well, we just, you know what, in Stupid Is Charged episode five, we talked about a dude tossing some weed out of his car in a rather creative
and stupid
way. And it landed on a
5-0.
Good move.
2 points.
Hey, you can hit us up at 8181IND. That's our station's voicemail. I'm Lumpy at Indie Nation. I am at Lumpy on Twitter. You can also find me at Facebook. Look for Lumpy. Oh, and we may do another one of these. We seem to run across it often enough looking for stuff under Stupid Is Charged.
It's definitely a growing trend.
Growing to 16 states and retail stores near you.
Oh, and... And you can follow me at LiserPhoto, that's LiserPhoto, or check out my website, which is under construction, but hey, there's a couple of pictures up there, at indienation.fm/ericlieserphotography. Yes, that's excessively long. We're working on it.
In the morning, Jack Daniels at night. Sometimes need a little vodka, make me feel alright. Lately I've been drinking the Captain's Parrot Bay rum. But I just called my dealer, said, man, you gotta get me some. Cause the weed is what I need. The weed is what I need. All this liquor's gonna kill me, cause the weed is what I need. First time that I tried it, I was a much younger man. Now I want to do it anytime that I can. Some folks think it's bad, well, I think that they're wrong. Hell, I like it so much, I just had to write the song. Cause the weed is what I need. The weed is what I need. Liquor's gonna kill me, cause the weed is what I need. Oh, give it to me, man. Feeling bad, just listen to me. I've got the answer for your relief. Don't drown in that whiskey, don't swim in that rum. Just roll a fatty and smoke it till it's gone. Cause the weed is what I need. The weed is what I need. All this liquor's gonna kill me. Cause the weed is what I need. Yeah, the weed is what I need. The weed is what I need. All this liquor's gonna kill me, cause the weed is what I need. All this liquor's gonna kill me, cause the weed is what I need. what I need, all right.
Weedcast 420 is not an endorsement or a political statement by either the station, the producers involved, the voices in their heads, or any of their imaginary friends or listeners.
It is intended to be a newscast for informational and recreational or entertainment purposes only.
The individuals involved do not necessarily have any knowledge about the topic they are discussing, which should be very obvious for...
Rarely do either of them know what they are talking about.
While at first that may seem like a what-were-they-smoking idea, the company spokesman claims they have had a no good reason to ignore this new growing market in the USA.
Zing.
Medical.
Go ahead.
No, that was it. Just zing.
I'm going to read that last one over because I was also...
had the phlegm. You heard it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I've been having problems with that. Since we got together, huh? It was all the time outside today after all that rain.
Yeah, pollen.
If it ain't Indie Nation, it's just noise. Turn it up loud. IndieNation.fm.